Pope Francis is not going to break bread, as I mentioned, with the lawmakers he gives marching orders to today. He much prefers that they talk about what he had to say over lunch while the Pope has lunch with a group of poor and homeless people in Washington, D.C. Underscoring the invisible problems of poverty and homelessness is a mission of this Pope, and the problems are only invisible if you insist on ignoring them. In Los Angeles, there's been a recognition this week that ignoring the problem is not an option. The official estimate for the number of people living on the streets in L.A. is 26,000. That's up 12% in the last 2 years for both the city and the county. City officials have declared a public emergency.
We're going to learn who you are, learn what your needs are, and make sure we go to the most vulnerable first.
It's Mayor Eric Garcetti on KNBC-TV pledging to stop pushing the problem of homelessness from neighborhood to neighborhood, from bureaucracy to bureaucracy. Together with the L.A. City Council, Mayor Garcetti promised to spend $100 million in the next year on housing, rent subsidies, and shelter services. Mark Ryvak, president of the Venice Stakeholders Association, joins me now. Mark, how visible is the problem of homelessness from your perspective?
Well, it's very dramatic here in Venice Beach. The conditions here, great weather and a very lax enforcement of any kind of rules or laws, results in a very large homeless population. The count that you were referring to back in the spring found about 750 people living on the streets or on the beach in Venice.
And what would you prefer happen? What enforcement would get those people out of your view and into perhaps a more rational housing situation?
Well, there are a variety of things that need to occur here. One of them is they need to stop Venice Beach being such a magnet. And the way to do that is to stop folks from being able to camp, which is illegal, in the what's called the Venice Beach Recreation Area. It's a huge swath of the coast that runs about 2 miles. And the city and the county have been very poor stewards of that park. And in fact, our organization is currently suing the city and county for maintaining a dangerous public nuisance by allowing camping and storage of private property in that park. And so what we'd like to see is for them to stop the camping in the park, which attracts people from all over the country to be here and to live outside. We'd like the city to return to what's called the no lying, sleeping, sitting on a sidewalk ordinance. We're poised at satisfying a court decision probably this month or next month and allowing the city to come back to that. But we also think that the city needs to do what our adjoining city, Santa Monica, has done, where they pair up social workers with police officers and they know who's on the street. They work that audience and they're constantly in touch and they're very good at giving them an option. You can get into transitional housing, you can go to a shelter, or you can leave the area. Fortunately, some of those people have left Santa Monica and they're now in Venice. And in that audience are some very dangerous people. It's almost like once a month we have some kind of horrific incident here involving the homeless. It's either a homeless upon homeless assault, or there's a event where a homeless person gets into some kind of a problem with the Los Angeles Police Department, some kind of incident. We've had two homeless people shot and killed by the police in these incidents just in the last few months, or it gets visited upon our residents. We've had in my five-block area, we've had five homeless home invasions by people living on the beach. We're just very lucky that no one got hurt in any of those events.
Mark Ryvak is president of the Venice Stakeholders Association in Venice Beach, California, describing just how visible the homeless population is there in Southern California, where in L.A. and L.A. County, they've declared a state of emergency. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you.